said and done. I think we're better off now, and I'm not the only one. The sights that were before my eyes were open, not at all. We'll never reach the beauty of the writing on the wall. So I'll pour myself yet another glass of wine. I think about that far off distant time. That future that could possibly be mine.
Well, actually, I missed it a little there. So, what's up?
Well, I'm sitting here with my leg all wrapped up and a bag of ice on it.
Oh, no. Is that a new injury or the same one?
Yeah, it was aggravation of the same one.
Oh, boy.
I skidded. Something happened with my wheel and I skidded and I thought I was going to fall because I was going really fast. Like, I was happy that I was going so fast, but I hit something and skidded and tried to right myself, twisted my leg, and here we are.
Oh, dear.
I am so pissed off. Dun, 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 dun. But who knows? You know, like I said, I'm still going to go with it. You know what I mean?
I'm glad.
I talked to a lot of the people there, and they're just really supportive, you know?
Good. Well, they've probably all been there, or most of them anyway have been there. I mean, some of them, I guess, maybe there's some hardcore, you know, ones who would say they haven't been through it, but I bet they all have.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're just all, like, offering little tips, things I can do to make myself feels better.
You got to work on that fitness.
I know. I really do need to work on my fitness. I'm working. I mean, it's like I'm working a muscle that I have never worked in my life. But it's like, I don't know. So I got ice on it. I bought an ice pack to wear tomorrow at work. It's stylish and functional. And, La-ti-da. So how was your day?
My day was good. Went to the Science Museum of Minnesota to see an exhibit on race. And the take-home message was that race is basically a construction. It's not something that really exists in nature. It's something that an idea that humans have come up with fairly recently in human history. And it was very crowded, the exhibit, and because it was free, and because a lot of people were off work today. Really good.
People.
Really worthwhile. But you know, not as many people were off as I would have expected. Like, there were a lot of people who worked today.
That's because it's the South. Oh, wait. Up yours, buddy.
Yeah, I only said that to get a rise out of you, and I did.
Yeah, well, you know.
I got a rise out of you.
It's a construct of the humankind fairly recently. Did they get into that? The fairly recently part? Because, I mean, it's only been in the last...
few hundred years.
Right, few hundred years that we've had different societies together.
Right. Exactly. And it was, it was argued that through, through greater contact with other cultures and all that, with exploration and that sort of thing from Europe, that, Europe needed a way to justify its, Europeans needed a way to justify their, basically taking over these different places.
Gotcha.
So
they kind of said, hey, you're not as good as me because your skin is dark. Or your hair is a different color.
Exactly.
Or you've got facial features.
Doggone it. So it was really worth seeing. And I think this is actually going to be going to some different cities in the country, and I don't know exactly which cities that would be, but, maybe it'll be swinging through Nashville.
Well, all right. It probably will swing through Memphis.
Yeah. One of the two.
Well, Memphis has the museum.
What museum do they have? The
Civil Rights Museum?
Oh, right, right. You cut out there for a minute.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry. I'm sure I'm sorry. Oh, geez, Louise. Anyway.
Boy, I'm tired.
Yeah, I know. I got a little bit of a late start tonight. I'm a little tired, too.
Well, maybe we'll keep this short. Maybe we'll have the short and frequent podcasts.
Short and frequent. Short and frequent.
So did you get the YouTube I forwarded you?
Yes, that's why I was singing that awful song.
Isn't it hilarious?
Chris Malicious. I just can't believe that exists.
I can't either. And there's a lot of people who apparently, like, who've seen it and who decide to comment on it. I didn't watch the commentary, but there are a bunch of, like, filmed comments regarding Chris Malicious. Comments? Hmm?
You can film comments?
Well, like, people film themselves talking about it, apparently.
That is so bizarre.
Responding to it. I think.
Wonder.
I don't know.
Oh, criminy.
So nobody's been commenting on our podcast lately.
No. You know why? Because we're not Fergalicious.
I know.
Well, I do have, would like to take a moment to tell you and our listening audience that I have my, etiquette book upstairs.
And you're upstairs.
Avec moi. So, yeah, I know. I'm upstairs. The book's upstairs. I've got ice on my leg. What better time than now? That's my official imitation of the song.
It's like a sheep.
She's like a dog. Ooh, I said that out loud. Bitches. Okay, so I suppose that maybe I should haul out this book and figure out where we left off.
Yeah, I was trying to remember. I'm sure, though, you'll be able to figure it out. I didn't actually look.
Well.
Okay. Did I tell you I upgraded my Netflix?
No. To 3 movies?
To 4. I had 3 movies.
Holy shit.
I upgraded it to 4 movies.
Orgalicious. You know, I know why nobody listens to our podcast. Because of our constant references to Fergie Ferg.
She's responsible for all the ills
Fergie
of the
Ferg,
world.
Fergie Ferg, I've been loving you a long time.
I like that song.
Mm. How come every time you come around, man? Oh, God.
I do like the London Bridge song.
Who's sending me emails? Oh, nobody. Oh, I can't email.
That's so invalidating.
No, somebody sent me. It's a mailing list. Okay. So, have we already talked about meeting a woman? Yes, we did.
Meeting a woman on the street?
Meeting a woman friend in public.
Yes.
Yeah, because we talked about packages. So, our next one is, when does a man offer his arm? That one I don't think we've done yet.
No, I don't think we have.
Well, here's the answer. A man offers his arm to the lady he is taking in to a formal dinner, or when he is an usher at a wedding. On the street, or even in a ballroom, a woman no longer leans upon the man's arm for support. They walk side by side. Yeah, we did read this one, didn't we? Okay, so
about these liberated times we're in.
Oh, man, it's insane. In the streetcar. In the streetcar, the mighty streetcar, the lion sleeps. Okay. In the streetcar, the woman is first to enter. Wait, we read this one too. Yes, because of the oncoming passengers outgoing passengers should be permitted to leave before ingoing passengers.
Mm.
And if a young lady enters, the man keeps the seat. So we did that one.
So let's not do that one anymore.
Okay, well, let's not. How about paying a lady's way? When a woman is a man's guest in a public conveyance, he pays her fare. If a woman happens to meet a man of her acquaintance in the car, he usually offers to pay. The woman may accept if she wishes. Generally, she has her fare ready and says so very politely. In any case...
How would that be? I don't mean to cut in here, but she says so very politely. Would you give us an example of what that would be like, being a lady?
Okay. Will you be a man?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll try.
I'd be like, oh, Dr. Gay, why, fancy seeing you here waiting for the public conveyance.
Well, hello there, Leah. Will this public conveyance ever get here?
I don't know. Offer to pay my fare.
Oh, may I pay your fare?
Actually, I have my fare ready. But I appreciate the offer. Thank you, Dr. Gay. Let's not argue about this. That's what it says. The woman may accept... If a woman happens to meet a man of her acquaintance in the car, he usually offers to pay. So, that's what we just scenarioed.
Mm-hmm.
The woman may accept if she wishes. Generally, she has her fare ready and says so very politely. That's what I did.
Uh-huh.
In any case, it is no subject for an argument. Don't argue with the woman's liver, is what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
If on her way to a public conveyance with a man, a woman buys some small items, such as magazines or a paper, he usually offers to pay for them.
Might I pay for your copy of the National Enquirer?
But she thanks him, makes some courteous remark about having the change ready, and pays for her purchases herself. So there you go. When bound for the same destination, such as a weekend house party...
A weekend house party.
The young woman does not allow the young man of her acquaintance to pay her way. She pays for everything from her luncheon to tipping the porter. If a young woman is invited for any entertainment, she is the young man's guest. Then he buys the tickets and pays for any refreshments. Especially if they go to see Fergie Ferg in concert. So, our next section is... In the restaurant, the quiet restaurant, the lion sleeps tonight. Okay. The man checks his hat and coat upon entering. If this is not possible, he removes hat and coat before seating himself. A woman wears a hat, if it is daytime, and keeps it on. She may leave her wrap in the dressing room or wear it to the table. After she is seated, she takes her arms out of the sleeves of her coat and places it back of her over her chair. When ready to leave, she slips on the coat, while still seated, fastening it after leaving the table. Mr. Scrolly Mouse, I hear you've been there.
I feel like a student in the classroom.
Yeah. I'm calling you out, son of a bitch! Okay.
But I gotta tell you, I am... Mm-hmm. I'm looking at Netflix potential picks, and I'm on the MST3K page.
Oh, nice. Then... I shall not tarry any longer.
I'm thinking Manos Hands of Fate.
Yes, yes, yes. Manos Hands of Fate. Yes, 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 yes. Yes,
done.
We. You know why?
Why?
I'm not going to tell you why. You'll figure it out when you see it.
Fabulous.
Okay, here we go.
All right, done with the mousing.
The man tells the head waiter, also get, if they have Mitchell, if they have MST3K Mitchell,
mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
How about Touch of Satan?
That one's pretty good, too.
I've seen a lot of these.
Which one is the one I like so much? Let's see. Mitchell, Manos. Those are both really good ones.
Mitchell.
Uh-huh. Manos. Oh, look for EGA. E-E-G-A-H. okay?
Yep, looking. It's not there.
Damn it. It's a good one. Watch out for snakes. Okay.
Oh, I gotta add one more thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, to my queue, not to the okay. conversation. Well,
can I continue with in the restaurant? This is no subject for an argument. The man tells the head waiter the number in his party and if he has a preference for table. The head waiter leads the way, the woman follows, then the man. If there is no head waiter, the man goes first to find a table. The head waiter or the man pulls out the chair for the lady. The man waits until she is seated, helps with her coat, then seats himself. A woman should not put purse, gloves, or parcels on a restaurant table. She should put them on her lap or in an extra chair. I'm bad about... Well, no. I mean, I only really put my purse on a table, like if I'm at the Hermitage Cafe or somewhere low class.
Where else would you put it?
Somewhere low class. On her lap or an extra chair, Mr. Attentive Listener.
Like how I demonstrated that?
Right. The woman tells the man what she wishes... And he gives the order to the waiter. If the woman's order is different from his, the man places it first. The woman does not ask the waiter for anything during the meal. She's a cold-hearted bitch.
This is a strange in-between time where there's a little hint of liberation here and there. But, like, really, by and large, she's still dependent on the man to do things.
She's still got to know her role, yeah. Okay, she tells the man she wishes a glass of water or whatever it may be, and he gives the order to the waiter. A man stands when a woman or much older man stops to speak to anyone at his table. The thoughtful woman does not stop long at a table, for the man must remain standing until she leaves. Man, so the dude's paying for everything. Mm-hmm. Dude's like hauling furniture around. Dude's like standing when another person comes to the table. You know how women like to gossip. Okay, so I'm going to move on. The woman does not rise unless the one who stops at the table is a much older woman. Before smoking, the man offers the woman a cigarette. If she accepts, he lights it for her. If there is no ashtray on the table, the waiter should be asked to bring one. Do not put ashes on plates, saucers, or the floor. If a napkin or piece of silver is dropped, the waiter picks it up and replaces it. If the waiter does not notice that something has been dropped, the man courteously asks that it be replaced. A man always speaks courteously to a waiter or waitress. In first-class restaurants, such as the Hermitage Cafe, the check or itemized bill is brought face downward on a small tray. The waiter is paid. When he brings the change, he is given a tip. Get this. Usually 10% of the bill.
Holy cow.
Man, I don't tip 10% unless it's like the shittiest service I ever got. There should be no argument about the check unless a considerable mistake has been made. Then it may be pointed out quietly. In a cafe or tea room, it is customary to tip 10% of the total bill. If the bill is small, the minimum tip for each person served is usually 10 cents. Tipping is not done at all in many parts of the country or in restaurants where there is no table service. Okay, I'm going to read two quick segments, okay? And then we'll close Etiquette Corner for tonight.
Okay.
At the theater or movies, if the usher takes the tickets at the head of the aisle, the woman follows the usher and the man follows her. If the usher is not at the head of the aisle, the man goes first, gives the tickets to the usher when he meets him, and then lets the woman walk ahead of him the rest of the way. If there is no usher, the man goes first to find the best seats. The man stands at the end of the row in which the seats are located. He lets the woman take her place first, then he takes his place on the aisle or nearest to it. Uh-uh. Son of a bitch, you're gonna let me sit near the aisle. I don't care. I'm a 90s woman, which is really sad because we're in the noughties, but anyway.
The noughties.
Never say, pardon me. When passing in front of someone, face the stage and say, may I pass? Or, I'm sorry to disturb you, or I beg your pardon. never say, beg pardon, or pardon me. If someone gets up to let you pass, say thank you, or thank you very much. Face the stage and moving along to your seat. Face the stage and moving along to your seat. Be careful not to let your purse or coat touch the heads of those seated in the row ahead. Okay, did you hear that? A man should rise to let others pass. Many women do so too. However, if the player picture has started, it is customary to half rise or turn in the seat. A woman always removes her hat unless it is a very tight-fitting beret or turban. Try to arrive on time at the theater. Persons who wish to go out after every act should get aisle seats.
Hello.
They should return to their seats before curtain goes up. Do not applaud too long or too loudly, except in the case of an unusual ovation where everyone is doing the same. Do not eat candy, talk or laugh loudly, rattle programs. Oh, wow. Okay, so I'm just going to give you a little teaser of what's coming up next.
Mm-hmm.
Making up in public.
Ooh.
In an automobile.
Making up in an automobile?
I think it's just being in an automobile.
Oh.
You know. And then smoking. Oh, criminy. What was that? What the hell is that?
What does it sound like?
It sounds like... sounds like a buzzer. Is it one of the cats? Are you shooting a cat at me?
Goldie, stop it.
It sounds like... kind of like Fergalicious, sort of in a way, but I know it's not. What is that?
It's actually, I'm gonna let it be a mystery.
Fine, I'm coming to Minnesota this weekend, and I'm gonna figure that shit out.
But I'll send you a picture of it.
Mm-hmm. Am I gonna know what it is from the picture?
Yes.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh. It's something.
It is something, and I'm going to send it to you.
Oh, yes, you shall. My leg hurts.
Well, are you on muscle relaxers?
No. No, I'm not.
No. Are you logged into chat?
Nope.
Could you be?
Would I be?
Could you be?
It doesn't work. The picture is not coming. Whatever it was.
All right. Let's do it this way. Let's go onto the chat that we normally meet each other in.
Okay. You know I'm going to get funny.
You're going to get funny?
I'm going to get funny. About damn time with our shit-ass podcast. Shit-ass.
Stop it, something. Can you tell what that is?
I didn't get it yet. Hold on. It was something, there's something weird about it. I can drag and drop a picture. Hang on, I gotta get closer. Can it be bigger? What the hell is that? Damn it. Oh my god, it's a little frack. Your apartment looks nice.
Oh, thanks.
Really nice apartment.
Have you not seen it?
I'm shocked. You're new? Well, I've seen pictures.
You're shocked?
I said I shouldn't sound like I'm shocked.
Oh. You're right. Because you sounded funny now, but...
I've seen pictures, but I've never seen... Hang on, I'm signing out.
Well, actually, I'm sending you another picture so you can see the label on it.
Oh, jeez.
Hold on.
I'm logging in. Well, anyway, I've seen pictures, but that's just a very sort of off-the-cuff kind of, you know, you learn more from unintended pictures. Does that make sense?
It's a dino pen with light and sound.
Did you get that at the museum today?
No, actually. I got it for my birthday at work.
That's so cute.
It's very cute. It's a little pen, actually.
You know what I got for my birthday? I got a carton of smokes. My boss said, smoke up, Johnny. Sorry. No. Actually, at work, I got a bag full of, like, treats and goodies and a... They forgot it was my birthday, so they just kind of found stuff in their office and put it together.
Oh, it's you actually, told me about that.
It was a really cute idea, to be honest with you. And my boss gave me a... She had a Robert Johnson CD in her office. Just, like, randomly in her office. A wrapped up, still wrapped, and it's plastic.
Oh, man. All right, so you know what? Tomorrow's a work day for me. It's the first day of the week, so I'm going to go ahead and finish up here.
It's my first day of work. I'm Dr. Gay. I have to work tomorrow. I didn't have to work all day today like Leah did. And then pull a muscle. Hence pain. Well, I'm not in intense pain, but... Oh, I see why... I see why it didn't come through on the Skype chat. I wasn't patient enough.
Oh. Yeah, it takes a little longer.
Daggum
it. Fergalicious.
Fergalicious.
All right.
Oh, God, I just snorted. Why you gotta be that guy?
I don't want to be that guy.
Why are you being that guy? You're so being anymore. That guy. Moment. Oh, guess what I heard
at
my roller derby practice.
What do you hear? Bones crashing?
Well, actually, I heard, ow, motherfucker! No. Actually, this weekend, Steve said something about the radio cafe was up for sale. I don't think you've ever been to the radio cafe.
I've never been, but I've heard you speak of it.
Right. Well, he said that it was for sale. So, you know, that's, you know, in the back of my mind. I got a roller derby practice tonight, and somebody says, oh, you know that restaurant PM on Belmont? Well, they're buying the radio cafe.
Oh.
And I'm like, shit. What a good idea.
That's awesome.
So allegedly, there's going to be a PM in the
East?
Radio cafe. Catty corner to the lesbian bar.
PM East?
PM East.
That sounds a little French.
Sounds like egoist. But
so maybe they'll have the peanut fondue out in the east side.
Stuff is good. If they don't, then they don't know what they're doing. Maybe I just need to friggin' move to the east side.
I think it's been past time for you to move to the east side.
Yeah,
I need to know somebody over there.
That time has come and gone.
I only know people out west.
Oh, yeah. Since the divorce at Eckers instead of East Nashville, Hipster Acres, Hipster Heights.
Yeah.
Hipster.
Although Acres. My grandma lives in East Nashville, but not in the hipster part.
Oh, really?
She just lives in the old part.
Oh, that's cool. I like the old part, actually.
Yeah. Well, the sort of middle old part, like mid-century part.
Oh,
Not the classic old part.
Gotcha.
She lives in the old people part.
People.
Sorry, Grandma.
Well, you know, grandmas are old. By their very nature. Grandparents are old. I'm sorry to say that to your mother. Have you noticed?
I'm old, for God's sake.
People are moving away from Grandma and Grandpa.
Have I noticed that?
Yeah, have you noticed that? I don't know why you would.
I have.
There are no grandmas and grandpas or grannies and
no, they're...
Or meemaws and papaws.
It sounds more like some European way of saying mommy and daddy to me.
Right. Well, I know people who actually do use European words for grandparents.
Oma, opa.
Uh-huh. Mutti.
Mutti would be hard to pull off.
Well, they do. They totally pull it off. But the kids kind of bastardized it.
Moody?
Bastardized it.
That moody grandma of mine?
Like, they couldn't say the M, the letter M, so they call her Gooty. Which I think is kind of cute, actually.
Gooty?
But, I mean, it's like nobody is granny or grandma. Yeah. Except my parents refer to themselves, with the dogs, I might add.
Oh.
As grandma and granddaddy.
Hmm.
So, I'm like, oh, at least somebody's doing it.
A lot of people probably still use those traditional labels, but mm-hmm. nobody we know.
Except my parents.
Other than the aforementioned parents.
Right, because they're cool, even though my parents wouldn't let me play with boy toys, or some sort of, you should say, traditionally boy toys.
That's right, and I mentioned on your blog today mm-hmm. in a comment that my dad actually bought me a Strawberry Shortcake doll when I was a little boy.
I think that's really cool, your dad.
It was really cool, and I have not remembered that for a long time.
I didn't even have a Strawberry Shortcake doll.
I loved it.
I had red hair, even.
I did her hair, I smelled her.
That she smelled pretty, like roses.
She smelled yummy.
Like strawberries, I mean.
She smelled like strawberries.
I bet you smelled yummy, like secondhand smoke.
She smelled kind of chemically.
Yeah, I know. Mm. Oh, crimony. Cremony.
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 I'm going to... I don't know what that means, actually. I don't think it means anything.
Sounds fun to say, though. All right, well, let's just go, because I'm fucking slap happy. You fucking gotta go to work.
I gotta go work tomorrow.
Work. This sounded like Chewbacca.
Oh, I wish I could do a Chewbacca. I gotta practice.
Oh my gosh, speaking of Chewbacca, have you been watching the Surreal Life Fame Games?
I watched a few minutes of it until was it Joey had to leave because his grand somebody died?
Jordan. Joey's like actually a celebrity now.
Oh, really? Okay.
He was on Dancing with the Stars.
Wait, Jordan. Who was the awkward one?
John? No. No.
Mm-mm.
Danny. So you didn't watch this week's episode?
No.
Well, just know that Brigitte Nielsen and Chyna, I just can't imagine a better suited pair than those two.
Hmm.
But anyway.
They really are very similar.
Yes. They got giant boobs, and they're both really tall, mm-hmm. big boned.
Chyna looks tiny compared to...
I know! Who knew somebody could make Chyna look demure?
And Chyna looks... Yeah, she looks kind of feminine.
Well, she's had some surgery.
Oh.
She didn't used to... She had her face kind of feminized a little
oh.
bit.
Oh. Huh. Well, anywho. Well, I'm going to go ahead and stop.
All right. Well, I think I will, too, because I'm going to go put this bag of peas back in the freezer for later.
Were you munching on some frozen peas?
Gross, no. These were, like, left over from when I had my surgery, like, 2.5 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they've been in my freezer that long.
Wow. Oh, I watched a few minutes of The View this morning.
What happened?
It was pretty fast-paced. I mean, nothing really that noteworthy, but it was funny.
I bet Rosie said something outrageous.
She always does. That's her shtick.
That's why I said.
Who's the redheaded one?
Joy Behar?
Yeah, I don't know, but she was funny.
Joy Behar!
And then there was a really skinny blonde.
She's a comedian. Joy Behar is a comedian. That's why okay. She's funny.
She is funny. And then
Baba. And Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Oh, is that who that is?
That's who the conservative young one is. She is married to some football player. You know what? Let's just hang up now.
Miss Jackson.
If you're nasty.
This is done. Oops, I put you on hold.
Why would you do that to me?
I was trying to hang up on you. No, I'm kidding. All right, I will send this over to you.
Okay, so I have enough time to run down, put the peas in the freezer, and come back up, and then you'll send it to me, right?